I'm throwing, yeah. I'm throwing them just when the receivers are out there. I don't plan on throwing the receivers. I'll throw it on to my receivers on my pro day.
Why would you not want to participate in the pro
day? Well, like I said, I'm throwing. I'm doing all the movement and the stationary targets. But with receivers, just being able to get in the rhythm, throw to guys that I'm used to, being able to work some of the under center stuff a little bit more so, you know, I can put the best product out there on pro day. Sure, they do. And, you know, I was the first one to commit to the Senior Bowl as a quarterback, so I'm not afraid to compete. It's just doing what I think is best. You know, I'm not shying away from anything. I'm not hiding anything. I just want to put the best product out there and, you know, do the best that I can at my pro day.
Were you concerned that you aren't considered necessarily a first-round quarterback now? Usually first-round guys do that. Second or third-round guys don't. Was that a concern? Is that maybe you weren't considered a top-tier guy, so maybe people would think you had an attitude that you weren't going to work out?
Well, you know, hopefully when teams get to meet me, they see I don't have an attitude. You know, I'm just trying to make a rational decision and just do what's best for me. I wrote it down last night. I interviewed with 10 or 11 teams. You know, Panthers, Jaguars, the Bears, the Bengals, the Browns, the Giants, the Saints, just to name a few off the top of my head. Not yet. It wasn't an official interview. It was just in the room. Talk to the Raiders, yes. Not the 49ers, though.
Bills?
No, not the Bills.
And what were your official measurements?
6'3 and 212s, 230.
Now, are you planning to do all the workouts here?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a pro day?
March 24th.
Where is that at?
At Central Michigan. Yes, sir.
Pat
Dye Jr., Michael Parrott with Profile Sports.
Even though you know there's that Jay Cutler, you said you sat down and talked with him.
You know, it was great getting to talk to them. Obviously, I've seen some of their scouts around our facility quite a bit. You know, my offensive coordinator was as a quality control guy there a few years ago with, you know, a different offensive staff. But been familiar with those guys and just good to talk to them a little bit more.
Have you worked a little with Pete Gronkowski? Did I misread that?
Yeah, no, that's true. Just fine-tuning mechanics here and there from, you know, lead foot placement to more compact release and, you know, better follow-through, just little things like that. He didn't want to, you know, you can't really reinvent the wheel at this point. You can only change little minor things. So just working on sharpening up a few little things and having a great pro day.
Sorry if you already answered that, but why did you decide not to work out here when you may have had a chance to stand out with some of the other guys?
Well, I am working out. I'm doing all the running. I'm not throwing to receivers, though. And you know, just did that because I wanted to throw to guys that I'm used to, get a little more work under center and get into a rhythm a little more and just be able to put the best product out there than I can.
What's a big name quarterbacks that was kind of focusing on? Do you feel like you're sort of a sleeper, or do you think you can work your way in the same category as some of these bigger name quarterbacks?
You know, hopefully I'm thinking that I am a big name quarterback too. But, you know, I think it's every situation is unique. You got to approach it with a workmanlike mentality. And, you know, that stuff really doesn't faze me too much or isn't that important to me. The best I can do is what I can do. I can't control anyone else.
Where do you feel like you fit in this quarterback class? I mean, do you feel like you should be the second, third quarterback taken?
You know what? I mean, that's not even up for me to say. I know what I'm capable of doing. I'm working hard to get better every day, and I'm just looking forward to the opportunity. Say I'd move to the city right away and start learning. You know, that's the most important thing as a quarterback is to be around the facility, be seen in the building and get to work and just get comfortable with that offense because that's how you're going to make your living and you got to know what you're doing out there. No, not really. I mean, I understand from a standpoint where that's coming from. You know, you just got to handle it and take it in stride and realize, like I said, just kind of controlling what I can control. That's really out of my grasp, so I'm just doing the best I can.
Dan,
Yeah, I touched on that a little bit earlier, just from the sense that there's a lot of guys from the MAC that have experience. They've been able to play more than 1 or 2 years. And, you know, they're in offenses that allow them to throw the ball around a little bit. So those are probably the biggest reasons for, you know, quarterbacks coming out of the MAC conference to have success. I wasn't even born yet, no. Just the kind of person he was on and off the field, just what he stood for, the kind of morals that he had, and, you know, just being a great role model in the community and obviously a tough football player. That was something I really admired.
Have you watched tape of him?
I got tape of him, yeah.
How would you, as a rookie quarterback, get to know and earn the respect of some of the veterans? I mean, regardless of what team you go into, some older wide receivers, mm-hmm.
You got to make plays on the field before you open your mouth. You know, you can't go in there barking orders to guys that have been there a few years when, you know, you haven't even stepped on the field. So I think it's important for them to see your work ethic, the way, your mentality, your approach to the game, and then you got to produce a little bit on the field.